Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Now, living here in the Lowcountry, you know how fortunate we are to be in a community that looks after each other, especially in times of need or crisis. Today's guest knows firsthand what it is like to be there for someone when they are in a crisis. He is Rich Robinson. He is the executive director and a senior chaplain with Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy, and they provide care in times of crisis using a diverse team of first responders, and you can learn how you can be involved as a volunteer. You're going to learn a lot this morning on Let's Talk Boomers, so stay tuned. Now, as a boomer, you might be ready to downsize into a smaller home so that you have more time for travel and your hobbies and time with family. But have you thought about not just downsizing, but truly embracing a new way of life, a life of luxury, where all of your meals are prepared, you don't have to worry about home maintenance, it's resort-style living? If so, you need to listen to last week's show when we spoke with Roxanne Perrigo of Daniel Point Retirement Community. It's the newest resort-style living community here in the Charleston area, located on beautiful Daniel Island. Learn more, visit letstalkboomers.com. Now, as a baby boomer, you may be facing, or perhaps you've already faced, having to choose a Medicare plan, but honestly, which one is the best for you? It's trying to figure out sometimes what a Medicare maze is like, trying to navigate that maze. Well, one of our sponsors of Let's Talk Boomers is Jason Mackey, and he's the author of Medicare Blueprint. Now, it's a book that explains how to navigate the Medicare maze. You can learn all about it. All you have to do is go to MedicareBlueprint.com. You'll learn about Jason Mackey's book. You can get a book for free. He will send you a hard copy cover of that book. All you have to do is pay shipping. But even better, he has workshops in the area, and you can learn where those workshops are. They're free. They're in a library setting so that they are truly educational. They're free. And if you go to one of his Medicare Blueprint workshops, you get a copy of Medicare Blueprint for free. Again, just go to MedicareBlueprint.com. Now, as a baby boomer, you may have thought about a second career. Well, how about one in real estate? How do you know if it's right for you? Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and he's a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers, too. He has a lot of information about what you need to know if you're thinking about a career in real estate. All you have to do is contact him at exitcarolinas.com. He can answer all of your questions. And there's even a school in our area that can teach you how to become a realtor, help you succeed. I mean, there's marketing involved and business plan development, so they're going to help you figure all of that out. It's called the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Classes are ongoing all the time, and if you're a teacher, a first responder, or a veteran, you get a discount on the course. Just go to lowcountryrealestateschool.com and learn all about it. Now, it's summertime. It's time to be outside at the beach, the pool, a barbecue. But if you're feeling self-conscious about being in a swimsuit or shorts because there are some, well, areas on your body that have some stubborn fat, like belly fat, and you want to look the way you feel, younger, Dr. Sunny Oh, a well-known facial and plastic surgeon in Charleston with his practice, Timeless You, Dr. Sunny Oh Plastic Surgery Center. Well, Dr. Oh has a lot of procedures to help us look the way we feel, including Sculpture, which gets rid of that stubborn fat. You can check out Sculpture yourself at a discounted rate. And for the month of July, well, actually, Dr. O is offering a 20% discount, 20% on all of his services and products. July's almost over, so you need to hurry up and check them out. All you have to do to get that 20% discount is mention that you listen to Let's Talk Boomers. Dr. Sunny O is located on Houston Northcutt in Mount Pleasant. You can learn all about his different products and services. Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery. Just go to drsunnyo.com, and that's S-O-N-N-Y-O.com. S-O-N-N-Y-O.com. Now, when we get back from the break, We're going to be talking with Rich Robinson. He is a senior chaplain, executive director of Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. You're going to learn a lot about how Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy supports our community when we're in a crisis with a lot of care. Very important. It's a great nonprofit, and I'm really excited to have him on Let's Talk Boomers this morning. This is Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right-size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, holycityhearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. And as I mentioned before the break, living here in the Lowcountry, we're just so fortunate to have a supportive community of volunteers, especially in times of crisis. And joining us this morning to talk about one of those nonprofit organizations that is really just invaluable when we have something going on in our community where there's a crisis and we need some care is the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. And here to talk about what they do is Rich Robinson. He's the executive director, senior chaplain with Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers. I've lived here in the Charleston area for a little over 20 years, and I've been aware of the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy for a number of years, but never really had a chance to delve into it and get a better understanding of your organization and how you support the community and how perhaps we can support you. So very glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers this morning.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. What is your mission?
Our mission is essentially just having a diverse team of first responder chaplains, and we provide crisis community care. So it's basically being a comfort in crisis on the scene of a tragedy, offering psychological, spiritual, and emotional first aid. We like to say we want to become what people need, you know, really get on a scene, assess their needs. Police are doing their thing, EMS is doing their thing, and people have emotional needs, and there has to be some kind of response for that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We're there to meet with people, meet them where they're at, see what their experiences, their pain, and just be a presence to them and help them out.
So how long has Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy been around?
It's been around about 28 years now.
28 yeah. years. I did not realize that. Wow. So how did it get started?
It started with ride-alongs, and our founder started reaching out to the sheriff's office.
So ride-alongs with the police? Is
yeah,
that
with
what
the
you
police,
mean? Okay.
Yeah. And it just grew. And of course, once you start helping and meeting people in that need, they start asking you to do more, and it's just grown over time. We have about 40 volunteer chaplains now serving in our different teams, and we do all kinds of amazing community stuff.
So we talked before the show, you have three paid employees, mm-hmm. right? Like yourself, you're the executive director. I thought there were more. Because you do so much in the community, so that's where those volunteers come into play.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So you have the the 40 or so volunteer ministers or chaplains, mm-hmm. do you have lay people who also help out?
We do, yeah. So to understand the chaplaincy organization, we have a crisis chaplain team that responds to calls. Then we have community chaplain teams that do a lot of community work, collaborative work, sort of reconciliation work, whatever is needed in the community. And then we also have our care team. So a lot of our lay people work with our care team, and they do a lot of sort of peer support with our survivor care team that does follow-ups. We have support groups for Charlotte Anderson leads our suicide support group, and we have a first responder support group, a first responder spouse support group, and just all kinds of different activities going on.
Okay, yeah. So that's great. That makes total sense that you've got first responders who have to respond to a mm-hmm. scene. It affects them emotionally.
It does, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you don't always want to bring your work home with you, but mm-hmm. in that kind of a situation,
yeah.
you might
yeah.
be doing that. So you're there mm-hmm. for the first responder's family.
Absolutely.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. So what communities do you serve in the Charleston area?
We serve Charleston County, and we serve Dorchester County, and we serve fire and EMS in Berkeley County.
Okay.
And we get called out to other places as well, but that's our primary everyday call-outs and ministry.
Are we unique in the country with having this type of organization?
I think we really are. There are a few others around the country, but this kind of consolidated model is very rare. And I think we were probably one of the first of its kind, too.
Wow. So again, we're so fortunate to live in the Lowcountry, where we do have a lot of organizations that are nonprofit and care for all of us. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking this morning with Rich Robinson. He's the executive director and a senior chaplain with Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy. And they're just a wonderful organization of mostly volunteer chaplains mm-hmm. and lay people in our area who are there in times of crisis. But it sounds like, Rich, that you're just not there in the crisis scene. Again, you're there for the follow-up and the long haul, I guess,
yeah.
after a crisis.
You when you are on a scene and you're helping someone in their need, for example, if we responded to a suicide and you're sitting maybe with the parents, and you're trying to comfort them and get some social support around them. Maybe they're people of faith and they might like prayer. We will pray if that's so desired. But you're caring for people in the midst of their pain. But you also recognize that if it was a broken arm rather than a broken heart, they would see a specialist, have a cast, have checkups every so many weeks until that healed. But because it's a broken heart, there's nothing. People go back to their lives. The dust settles and they're alone. And what we recognize is that there has to be some kind of continuum of care. So we have our survivor care team. So chaplains on scene will connect with the families and help them in that acute traumatic emotional response. But then our survivor care team will meet with them and do a follow-up about 4 or 6 weeks later and just check in and see how their grief is doing. What kind of resources, what kind of continuum of care can we get them involved in? We collaborate with a lot of the different groups in the community, and MUSC, National Crime Victim Center, will send a lot of people over there for referrals. And so we don't want people to have no way to heal. Mm-hmm. We want them to have a hope for healing. And the chaplain on scene is a presence who knows that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not that they say it, but they have that presence that tells people there is a hope and there is a way. And that's what we want to do, is be able to get people into that continuum so they can have ways to process their traumatic grief.
Do you have or can you share about a crisis that your chaplains have been involved in our community and kind of how that worked?
Sure. I think because of confidentiality, maybe I'll talk about one that was a very public event and then that most people will know. And that would be the Walter Scott shooting or the Emmanuel church shooting. So we responded to the scene of those, as we do to the everyday calls, the suicides, the homicides, the traffic fatalities. But we try and walk with the community through those large events and be there at a lot of the public events that follow it and the anniversaries, and just to be a constant presence of comfort and peace and just encouragement.
Because even, you know, being in the media, once the cameras go away and reporters, and I mean, the families are still left with this event that's life-changing, and it takes, everybody has their own journey through
sure
grief.
Yeah.
And so you're there to help them through that journey.
Wow. We, our model is that we, again, sort of meet people where they are. We help them with very practical things. Do they need a bottle of water? Do they need tissues? Do they just need a hug? Do they need a handheld? Or do they need space? Whatever they need. Maybe they're a person of faith and they need a prayer. Or maybe they need to call their imam or their pastor or something like that. Or they need their grandmother to sit by them. We're going to do exactly what that person needs. But the idea is to have them in that continuum of people they trust and that care they need. So if they're connected with the church, like we'll connect them. Like with Emmanuel, for example, of course, they were connected with their church and a lot of the ministers. And but we have families that will sort of pave that way back with their pastors. Or we may connect them again with mental health or a grief support group, or someone, a Stevens minister, someone in the community who can sort of walk with them through it.
Is this continuum of care not just at the crisis moment itself? Is that what is that part of what makes you so special? What?
Well, we're almost like a bridge between the incident and the care. People will tend to open up with a chaplain, talk about their needs. They might not pick up the phone and call mental health when they really need it. They might not pick up the phone and find out about a support group when that's what they really need. And the chaplain is listening, they're sensitive to that, and they're trying to open up those avenues and, in a sense, do those warm handoffs to the care that's out there. One of the things that we're really pleased to be a part of is MUSC, National Crime and Victim Center, has the Charleston Heart Project, where they're trying to really study and detail out how do you create that continuum of care and all the different options for the diversity of people and the diversity of needs, and how do you make that menu available to people. So that's something we're excited to be involved in, because that's a lot of what we do, is right there on the scene, listening to the needs and trying to connect people. It's very easy in grief to just sort of fall off the radar and not get the help that you need. So that's essentially what we want to see, is not just the chaplain on the scene, but also that continuum of care.
And I like the fact that you do have a diverse team of first responders, because we're all different.
We're
all individuals, and we all go about handling events and tragic events and grief in very different ways.
We do.
So that's amazing. So Rich, how can the community support you? What do you have, fundraisers? What can we do to help?
Well, yes, I would say first and foremost, prayer. I think that's the what can move mountains and what can really help people. I think, you know, God is with people in their pain and in the experiences that they're going through, and He's waiting on us. So I think prayer gives us the strength to go there and meet that need. And the other thing, too, is I think, you know, if people have a real sense of being able to help, or they have experience, or they're a pastor and they want to volunteer and help first responders or help survivors, you know, that would be one way to volunteer. But we also have fundraisers at different times, and we're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit, so we're supported essentially by the community we serve. I think probably about almost 20% of our budget is from government, because we serve them so intimately. But the rest is from grants and corporations, local businesses, and churches, and people who just have a heart for this kind of work.
So for the listener out there, because we have, I don't know the last number I heard, about 40 or 50 people moving into the Lowcountry every day. A lot of folks are retired. That's why they come to live here. But if they have a background of service or ministry, then the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy is a great way to get involved, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. We're looking at doing a lot more community events as well, because when you respond to a scene of a tragedy and you're always responding to the symptom, you can't help but recognize a calling to be part of the solution. So we've started a new community chaplain team. We have one team that will go out and walk through communities, or if there's been a homicide or some kind of tragic event in the community, they might go out with law enforcement or government officials or just people in the community, other pastors, and do a community walk. We also have a Hispanic chaplain team that's partnered with ArtPot, which is a multicultural center for the Hispanic community. So we work alongside them as well. In the future, we plan to have some different events where we just literally pick a community and set up some picnic tables. And we have a good friend, Scott, at Liquid Box. He has a food truck, and we'll probably pick a date in the fall and have people come out and just meet. I think human connectedness is extremely important, and sometimes we're all in our own little worlds and we never get to know people who are different. And we do that every day as chaplains, and we see how wonderful it is. So we want to provide some positive opportunities like that for people of different socioeconomic backgrounds, racial backgrounds, cultural backgrounds, can just sort of come together and just get to know each other.
I love it. So what is a good website for the listener to go to?
It's www.coastalcrisischaplain.org.
So coastalcrisischaplain.org, mm-hmm. And you can learn more about the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy and how to get involved and
how
to donate.
Mm-hmm.
And
certainly.
Okay. And we talked earlier before the show that you do have some fundraisers coming up. We're going to make sure we mention those on Let's Talk Boomers.
Sure.
I know the Mount Pleasant Chamber has something going on, mm-hmm. right now.
Yep.
I think they have an expo coming up in September, and there's a car giveaway, or
there
at least
sure
a two-year lease giveaway, and you'll be one of the folks that will receive benefits from the tickets that mm-hmm. are being sold.
And I think we're selling the winning ticket. That's our prayer.
Yes, I hope so. And so you can learn all about that by going to Mount Pleasant Chamber's mm-hmm. website.
Yeah.
And I'm involved in the chamber, so I'll have to put a link on that as well. So that's awesome. So glad that we do have municipalities and organizations mm-hmm. in our community that support such wonderful nonprofits like the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy.
Thank you.
Now, Rich, you did mention that you haven't always been a chaplain. So what was your journey?
I actually started out as a jazz drummer as a kid.
And you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, that was my first. And I honestly, in hindsight, realized that's where I learned to listen, because the musicians have to listen to each other and be extremely sensitive to the movement, the emotional movement and the music and so on. Somehow that translated to being a chaplain. But I became a police officer eventually. I started corrections and worked my way up, and then eventually worked for Charleston City Police in Team 3, and really enjoyed it. And I wanted to serve in a deeper way through my faith. And I think being a police officer, and we don't always see it, but people ask, what can I do? I want to be a missionary. What can I do? I tell them, become a police officer. If you want to be right in the middle of everything happening in the community and have an opportunity to really make a difference, it's an incredible career. And I really enjoyed it and loved it. But I had a calling. I went into the ministry, was in the Methodist Church for about 10 years and did youth ministry and pastored churches. But I've always loved being out in the street, and then also ministering to first responders. You just know what they go through, and to be a support is one of the honors of my life.
And that's how you got to be with the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy.
Sure.
So that makes sense. Jazz drummer, okay, I'll take it. Jazz drummer, police officer, volunteer with the chaplaincy, mm-hmm. Now you're the executive director. Well, I'm so glad to have you at the helm of the Coastal Crisis Chaplaincy, Rich.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much. And to learn more, all you have to do is go to CoastalCrisisChaplain.org. Again, CoastalCrisisChaplain.org. And you can learn how all about the organization and how you can help. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan. Save money and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right-size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
I'm with Jason Mackey. He's an advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Now, Jason, a lot of baby boomers, well, they're traveling most of the time outside their state, outside our state of South Carolina. So why is it very important, super important for them then, to consider Medigap insurance, especially if they are traveling?
So the benefit of Medigap plans is they supplement what Medicare doesn't cover. And regardless of what state you purchase your Medigap policy in, if you're traveling anywhere in the United States and you see a Medicare participating provider, the Medigap policy will pay.
Okay.
So that gives you the freedom to travel within all 50 states. So that's a huge advantage.
Well, that is very important. And how do I learn about Medigap? How do I know what gaps I need to fill? How can I do that?
Well, you can. The listeners can go to MedicareBlueprint.com and they can actually download a free copy, digital copy of our book, and it explains what Medigap does and the plans. They're standardized so they can see what each of them, we actually have a chart that shows them what each of them cover so they know exactly what they're going to get. And then we also in the book show them how to find a local expert, and working with a local expert can literally save them thousands of dollars by choosing the right plan for their needs.
And so you're going to have some questions and answers in that book. And what I need to know to find that local expert?
Yeah. So we have inside of the book, we have questions to ask an advisor so they can make sure that they find the one that suits their needs and benefits them.
I like that. So that first step for you listening out there is go to MedicareBlueprint.com. You can download Jason Mackey's book, Medicare Blueprint, for free, and you're going to learn about all of his wonderful educational workshops in the area. Again, MedicareBlueprint.com.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.